Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who study how astrology unfolds in our personal lives, in the headlines, and on our metaphysical journey. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I am normally joined by Mark Woltz, who might be on here later, and Anne Ortley, who is attending her father as through some health issues. So it's just me as we start off tonight and the wild charts of this moment. The headlines have been wild. Now, it was very interesting last weekend as Mercury turned direct on the morning of August 1st, and people were like, oh boy, finally, Mercury, it's all going to straighten out now. And we know that it's a chance to begin to straighten out the problems. But what we often see whenever a planet changes directions is I think of it like stirring a pot in one direction, then you go to stir back in the other direction. Once the liquid is moving in a same direction, it's smooth and you just keep stirring. But when you change directions, that's when you see turbulence. And often as a planet that's been retrograde turns direct, especially Mercury and Mars and Uranus, what we've been brooding on while Mercury or the other planet was retrograde now comes out into the open. And it was interesting in the truly terrible shootouts that we have had this last weekend. That have caused Amnesty International and several governments to issue travel warnings to America because of the recent spate of gun violence. We've seen some really interesting ongoing process with that. The Saturn South Node Pluto conjunction in Capricorn is bringing up, the deep questions around how do we use power? What's the right way to use power? What restrictions need to be put on? What strength needs to be added? And bringing up some very old problems because these two are conjunct on the South Node. This will be true all the way through this summer and fall. Whatever house you have between about 15 to 21 Capricorn may be the place that you're experiencing it personally, but we certainly are feeling it as a cultural construct. So we have that as the ongoing issue, which this began to play off. On the weekend, on Sunday morning, we had Pluto and Mars formed an exact inconjunct. And inconjuncts are considered minor signs, irritations. But there are two planets that have, at that moment, nothing to do with each other. But they still have a geometric relationship. They're at the same degree, but they are not in the same modality. They're not, they're not yin or yang. They're not in the same element. Capricorn is to Earth, Mars is Leo, and they're not in the same modality, which means one is cardinal and one is fixed. So they have no real language in connection, but they have the same degree, and they can ring like a bell. So we experience that in conjunct, it can be intensely irritating. Now, for most of us, that's not such a big deal. But it is affecting us. We also have Saturn at 15, not quite sextile Neptune at 18, but with 3 degrees apart. But they both in conjunct Venus at 13, and the sun at 15 degrees of Leo right now. So we have what's called a yod, a finger of God, on the personal expression. Now that lineup of Leo, at the Mercury is about to join the planets in Leo this weekend, but right now we have Venus, the sun, and Mars all conjunct in Leo. And tonight the moon is square it. That lineup of Leo can help us really express ourselves. We can see in astrology that the gift and the challenge are always so close together. It's not the aspect, but how we use it that makes the turning point between trouble and a gift. And this lineup in Leo, the ability to express ourselves, to be seen, to be visible, to make everything large. Think of Harry Potter was a Leo, written by a Leo. You know, the character was a Leo, the author is a Leo. And there's so much question about, you know, he's considered that he's being selfish and self-centered because he's so paranoid about the dark side, but he was right. So that overblown feelings can often, the overblown way people express themselves are usually expressing some kernel of truth in there. But we often see melodramas now instead of real dramas, or melodramas which may have a tragic end, like the ones this weekend, killing hundreds of people to make a dramatic statement. Those killers were in an illusion. They were acting out a play that was lethal. And it was acting out on the worst of the legitimizing of violence and racism in this country. The country is really having to do some very deep work on the negative Saturn aspects of Saturn-Pluto conjunctions. But most people might see it in wonderful performing arts, or a chance to finally express themselves, or act out at the dinner table, or tell a great story while these planets are there. So it's important to find a good way of expressing ourselves and be wary of those who are deciding to over-dramatize. But even those that, you know, if your dinner table, someone gets a little excited and speaks in hyperbole, see if you can hear the truth underneath it. Because often when people feel heard and seen, they don't have to go to these extreme examples. So that's one of the things for the moment of what we talked about last weekend. But this weekend, Venus trines Jupiter. And Venus trines Jupiter tomorrow, and then the moon goes into Sagittarius. Venus trines Jupiter is loving and affectionate, the August 8th, and warm and caring. But it can also just be a lot of extra emotions. So it cranks up the feeling in all our emotions, and we might feel a little uncentered, a little less practical and grounded than we might hope to feel. Venus then goes on, you know, it's in the conjunction to the sun later on this week, and it's in this conjunction, it is, when the moon trines one, it trines the other. It's lovely when it squares both, squares them. We have a nice trine. The sun forms an inconjunct to Neptune on August 10th, which brings up, and Venus forms an inconjunct to Neptune on the 11th. And that can exacerbate the question again of, where are we? Because anytime you've got an irritation from Neptune, it's a question of illusion, delusion. What's really going on here? So we may just feel a little spacey and want to space out and, you know, read a summer novel. Not a problem. But if we're trying to understand our relationships or figure out where we're going next or try to understand what's happening in the world, that can be questionable when those inconjuncts to Neptune hit later on the week. Today, August 7th, and on the August 9th, the sun and then Venus in conjunct or form the quincunx Saturn. And there's some of that heaviness. And it's a good time to get work done. It's a good time for structural work and, you know, household chores and organizing. But we may feel not as lighthearted as we'd like and find some logistical difficulties that need to be followed through upon. Now, on August 11th, it's an interesting lineup. Jupiter turns direct just as Mercury enters Leo and Uranus turns retrograde. So you've got two planets changing directions. And Jupiter turning direct is hopeful for the future in that some of the expansion and freedom. Now, Jupiter's running in Sagittarius, the sign we associate with children and with foreign travel and philosophies and law. And while it has been retrograde since early April, we have been this at loggerheads, at stalemate around the legal problems of the children that have come in from other cultures, from foreign countries, and are here at our doorsteps. And we may see some change and improvement or change in action on this question after Jupiter turns direct. Now, Uranus turning retrograde. Uranus is at 6 degrees of Taurus and will back up to about 2 degrees Taurus before it turns direct again. It may slow down some of the changes we'd hope, but give us all, anybody who's been experiencing changes, anybody with planets in early fixed signs or early Earth signs, a chance to kind of think about what changes they truly want to make and then follow through on them over the year ahead. So it's going to be an interesting process to watch. And I have three questions, so I'm going to go over to the questions almost immediately. I did want to answer one question that was called in when someone asked about the Lion's Gate portal, which is being announced as tomorrow. Now, you've probably heard me be a little cynical of all the everything from the, you know, all this, the dates that people say, oh, when these energies align, magic will happen. This is the first time since, et cetera. And it is not, and one website on this says, this is a day that's been revered for thousands of years, as far back as the Mayan times. But actually, the Mayans didn't use the same calendar as us, but they had different reasons why they supported this time. But this is the Lion's Gateway. This is Leo time. Tomorrow is 8-8, and this is the date they've decided is part of the Cosmic Gateway. And it's an important time for you about your heart, as the star Sirius is lined up in, you know, certain patterns, and everybody's excited about it. It's close to the Earth because of the way the cycle of the, of not closer than it is, but from the end of July through early August, we're closer, though barely noticeable. And the thing is, I think they're looking for a way of getting out of their homework and looking for imagination and ways of creating magic. There's so much magic in our world. We don't need artificial points. But this, you can take this as a time when it is auspicious to go into our hearts. I would say that's the Venus-Jupiter trine with the moon in Sagittarius this year, to go into our hearts, to expand our vision, to imagine the world bigger than we could possibly can, to imagine our problems and what is beyond our problems, what's larger than, what would freedom from our problems in a powerful and concrete way look good? How would that work? So see what you can do with this, to use it to open your heart. You don't need to believe the hype around a day to see that symbolically in that core is something that you can use to expand yourself. There's a reason why we have liturgical calendars, that every time, every day of the year, there was something assigned to that time, every day, every few weeks, that would walk us through a spiritual path. And you can imagine this is part of your liturgical calendar to bring you into the heart of the Lion. Because Leo rules the heart and rules the liver, which clarifies emotions. So I'm going to go on to the questions ahead. If anybody wants to call in, it's 347-215-8881. And hello, error code 202. You're on the air. How can I help you? Hello? Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. Sorry, my phone
Wonderful.
Is... There are issues.
What's your birth information and what's your question?
Birth info is March 5th, 1980.
Yes. time?
129 in Philly.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
And how can we help you? I'm pretty good tonight, considering the wild news.
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So I spoke to you before about an ex that had come back during a Scorpio retrograde
mm-hmm.
last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to take a look at his chart and our charts to see what your thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you his info.
And yeah. What's his info?
October 23rd.
Yes.
1978.
Mm-hmm.
London, England.
And what time do we know?
I do not.
Okay. Have you been seeing each other since then?
No, you know, like he, when I spoke to you guys, he had, you know, professed all this stuff and then totally disappeared, which was unlike, like, he wasn't like that when I dated him before at all, but
mm-hmm.
had a lot going on. He'd lost
mm-hmm.
both of his parents, like, just was going through a whole lot of different things. And I had a dream about him and a baby, and then my sister called me the other day and was like,
mm-hmm.
and I never told anyone this. My sister called the
mm-hmm,
other day and
mm-hmm.
was like, listen, I had a dream that he was rubbing your stomach. She's like, I know it, like, whatever. He didn't, like, contact you afterwards, but I just think maybe you should call and check on him and just, like, something, you know. So I called, checked
mm-hmm,
on him.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even called, I text. And then he called me and we talked a little bit. And then he, like, fell asleep on the phone because it was late. And then that was that. And it's just like, I don't know. I guess it's like maybe I need to get the hint, but I don't know. I just want you to look and see what you see.
Mhm. Okay. And I'm going to get your chart up. I'm looking at his chart and I see that, you know, he has so many mixed feelings around relationships.
Mm,
and you know,
yeah.
you're in the last 14 months of a 30-year new moon, astrological progressed lunar moon cycle. So it's not uncommon for people to show up from your past and to see if you can finish up problems with them and either proceed with them or back off from them. So I'm
right.
not surprised that he's coming back, and I know that within a year you'll know whether it's a go or not.
Mm,
but
okay.
right now, you know, it's going to be somewhat confusing. You have some issues around you've got born with that Moon-Pluto conjunction, and
yeah.
so you have a tendency to think, oh, you know, just because they left me doesn't mean they don't love me.
Mm.
And that could be that there were people who did love you but couldn't always be there for you when you were young, so you've come to associate that and not as hard on it as some other people might be. And his sun is right near your moon. His sun is at 29, last degree of Libra.
Mm-hmm.
And your moon is at 27 Libra, so it's right nearby. His moon is probably in Cancer. 21, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And his moon is probably in
Cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Venus and Mars in Scorpio, trining his moon, most likely, we're not sure, but and Mercury in Scorpio, Uranus in Scorpio, conjunct his Venus. He, you know, his Scorpio lineup has a deep psychic connection to your Pisces.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
I just see your Venus in Aries really fed up with that. Your Venus and Aries in conjuncts his Venus and Mars. And so I just feel you getting impatient with him because he's going to take a while, and he does this kind of weird passive-aggressive thing, which you're experiencing.
Yeah, it's not like before. I mean, I know this is round two, but, I mean, he
mm-hmm.
was very clear and came after me
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I didn't have to do anything.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you didn't do anything, he was there. The minute you turned and said, okay, I'm here, he turned around and left.
Yeah,
there
that
is
sounds
that.
About right.
That's the Scorpio lineup can be a little bit like until they're really ready to mate. It can be a little bit like a cat. That a cat
Yeah.
is always happy chasing a mouse moving away from it because it's a predator. But and it also doesn't. It's not afraid. When the mouse turns and runs at the cat freaks out.
Right.
He chased you when you were not that available.
Right.
When you became available, then he had to deal with his ambiguity about love. Now, he's charming as all get out. He's got Venus and Mars conjunct in Scorpio, but that's kind of sexy.
Yes.
And, you know, and your Uranus is on that. Your Uranus conjuncts that. So he saw you as this kind of really juicy person that woke him up and struck him out of nowhere and kind of swept him off his feet. But when it came down to, like, now how do we actually relate? And that's a very fertile combination with your chart. So, you know, I would say watch the birth control unless you mean it together. But it is, I would just say, you need to hear where he is on relationship. You've invited him back into connection by contacting him again.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's ready to be in relationship, it's not do you two get along. It's are you anywhere near the same cycle? And I don't think he's done with his grief. I don't think he's done with, he's going through some sort of identity shifting to figure out who he is and what he wants and what he feels. So he may drift in and out of your life this year. I just want you to watch carefully to see if, not is he attractive, not does he like you, but is he ready for relationship? Because that's a third thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your Venus and Aries will always be like, if you love me, tell me. If you don't, tell me. Like just get it out and let's deal with
it.
Right. But, you know, yeah, exactly. But that's so hard for him to do. And, you know, we can see all kinds of sweetness in him. But I just worry that unless he gets that together, you're going to end up doing all the work in the relationship.
Yeah,
so
I
see why you two
like
are really drawn together. And I would just say, invite him and then watch him and listen to see and believe him when he says, if he's not ready to be in a relationship.
Right. And actions say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Good luck
on
that.
Thank you so much.
And feel free to call back and let us know how it's going.
Okay, I will.
You take care.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. And this is a 917. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi. You're on the air.
My birthday is 8/20/73. Miami, Florida.
I'm gonna pull up. Hold on. My screen did something funny. 8/20/1973. Happy almost birthday. What time?
10:30 at night in Miami, Florida.
30 p.m. in Miami. And what's your question?
I'm just wondering. A bunch of planets went into Capricorn. I think like in 2017, and I basically stopped. I'm a Leo, so obviously. I stopped acting and I stopped doing stuff and I just did my day job stuff to take care of money. And I became very concerned with money and security. And I totally just took a year and a half and I focused on like trauma. So my, you know, to clear some blocks so I could eventually go back to art. I just didn't feel like doing it. I just wanted to focus on something I could control, which was just a day job and money and just be normal.
That looks like that's changing. Yeah.
Oh, thank God, because I'm really like burning it down. And I just want to know what's a bunch of stuff in Capricorn. Like what's happening?
Well, your progressed moon was in Capricorn. And that I think was what was setting off. And you're a Leo with a Mercury in Leo, but you've got your moon in Taurus that wants a lot of security. And it's got a Mars in the first house. In Taurus, but Uranus has been going back and forth over your Mars saying, okay, we're ready for something new. at the same time, your progressive moon was in Capricorn at the top of the house saying, we've got to get somewhere. We need ambition. We need places to go and things to do. We need proof. But just about 2 weeks ago, your progressive moon left Capricorn and went into Aquarius. And it's in your mm-hmm. house of career. Now, the other piece is that Saturn and Pluto, Pluto's been in Capricorn for a while. But Pluto around mm-hmm. that time went into your house of career. And Saturn is in Capricorn. It's sitting right on your midheaven. It's going back and forth over your midheaven, which is your work. And saying you've got a chance to really get some work done and get somewhere, whatever you put your energy into. What do you want to put your energy into? Now, it looks to me like, do you have it? What do you like your day job? What are you doing as far as the work is concerned?
Just mm-hmm. administrative stuff, but for some reason mm-hmm. I have found this niche where I can make a lot of money. Like I mm-hmm. keep on getting offered more money. And mm-hmm. so I'm mm-hmm. like, why not just take it? And then plus I was like, I don't have the energy to audition right now. And I don't have the energy mm-hmm. to really mm-hmm. like go back to acting. And I kind of just don't really, I'm like at a loss, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
so the moon in Aquarius says that the moon in Aquarius at the moment, says something about using your presentation skills, where either you can start working as a spokesperson for a company, or in other words, you can combine your love of being in front of an audience and being able to connect with the audience with some of your natural, with your need for security, competence, and getting ahead. Now, you're going to be with this Capricorn lineup right now and with Saturn and Pluto trining your moon in Taurus, your work is going gangbusters and will continue to go gangbusters. But consider shifting it. I don't see you necessarily going back directly into theater unless you, you know, as your main day gig, because it is exhausting and it leaves your Taurus moon unhappily insecure.
Yeah.
And you know, even if you got tremendously successful for one thing, you wouldn't for the other. It's
yeah.
interesting that with the moon in Aquarius, you do well in ensemble at the moment. Right now, you do well in ensemble work. You do well
mm-hmm.
in a group or in a, you know, community theater where you're working with a group rather than being
mm-hmm.
the star out front. So
mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, give yourself some, look for places where you can either be a, you know, step more into a spokesperson role, or where you can speak up for your company, where you can do some trainings for your company, where you can be more visible. And I would say for the next 2 years, you know, and if you don't like the company that you're working in, you're doing well at what you're doing. So take look and see if you could do what you're doing at a someplace that you enjoy working with, whether it's a more creative company, whether you move it back into like take your day skills and go work for the movie industry, or whether you just find a company you like better. Not right this very minute, but keep an eye on how that could be useful to you. Because you do
yeah.
have that, your ability to work with creative, you've got a great ability to work with creative people, and you've got a great ability to work with the practical ends. So how can you work as, you know, helping creative people with practical ends, or helping bring a creative edge to practical pieces, instead of feeling like you have to choose between the artist in you and the part of you that needs things solid. The next 2 years
mm-hmm.
is really about getting the work in line for yourself and building up some security. And then I think you'll feel more comfortable about taking creative risk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Does that make
yeah.
sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does.
So the show is just about over. I'm going to say goodbye.
Thank you.
And I remind everybody to take care of themselves this week while the planets are shifting and changing directions and the sun is beginning to flare. And there's just a lot of odd energy going on, you know, besides ducking if you see anybody carrying a gun into a store. Help feed, you know, diffuse situations where drama is not productive, and help listen to people and help them. Everybody really wants to be heard and cared for and considered at the moment. Ask for it and offer it. And good luck, and we'll see you next week at this time. Take care. Goodbye.
Good night and good news. Oh, yeah.